Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Is it still all about the wheat?
Well, no. You know, it seems like this last 2 weeks of trade has developed more into kind of like a Baskin-Robbins type market where, depending on what kind of news you get, that's how the commodity and equities markets have been trading. Last week, we had Bush threatening to veto the farm bill and ethanol subsidy cut. We had AAA predicting a 50-cent per gallon drop in gasoline on recession and drop in demand fears. We had recession moving into almost all the economic data that was being put out, and then we had the wheat drop on the exchanges, increasing their risk parameters. And so everything pointed towards a negative bias last week in terms of the rhetoric, and the corn and the beans and the wheat picked that up initially. But all through that time period, corn and beans fared really, really well price-wise, and wheat really did nothing more than fill gaps in the March contract. And so when it was all said and done and we entered into this week, the charts looked pretty decent. Net changes on the week weren't that bad. Then all of a sudden the Chinese blizzard hit, and we also have this idea that the cooking oil supplies in China and the food supplies for availability are hurt very badly. There's also a change in the recession psychology. Now we're kind of split. Most economists are saying that they still expect a recession, although USDA does not expect one in their baseline numbers. So these things are starting to play out more and more. It just shows you that the market is very uncertain right now, and it's going to trade whatever new news it gets. And probably what we took away from the market most between these two past weeks is the Dow Jones had rose 510 points off its Monday low. March crude oil up over $9 a barrel since last week's low. So our mindset and analysis that the outside markets and the price action there directing trade is still valid, we think. And we think there's going to continue to be a growing rift between the experts on whether there's a recession and a global slowdown in the world economy or not. The Michigan consumer confidence number came out today, 16-year low. That's a pretty decent leading indicator to the U.S. economy. Most of the stuff we're looking at would say we've got 1 foot in the recessionary pond. If the stock market would break hard, then we'd put the other foot in and we'd go into a recession.
If you draw a trend line off of the January lows at 774 and then through the February lows, is that a trend line that you are watching? And if we break below that trend line, what does that imply?
What you talking about, Dave?
Over in the July wheat contract.
Oh, in the July wheat. Yeah, we are watching that trend line, not as closely in the wheat as we are the corn. I will have to say that because we feel like that maybe the wheat has got a lot more fundamental bias to it. I think one of the things that we're watching very closely, and we sent out an alert to our clients this morning on, is the weather. It seems to us the Southern Plains weather being so dry has been a key determinant as to why the wheat, even though it fell, and we had talked about that last week, that maybe we were going to be putting in a pretty key high in the next 10 to 20 days, even though it fell, it has been retracing. July has been able to come back to a 50% retracement here. But now that the Southern Plains looks like they're going to get a very active weather pattern and really replenish the moisture, we're going ahead and pushing our sales and recommendations to get those puts bought right away and get up to that 80% sold in the 08. We'll work towards 100% here the next week or so, and we'll go into the 09 as well. Probably another reason fundamentally why we're looking at wheat as more negative is the idea that USDA's baseline numbers did change there. We got 65 million all wheat acres. That probably puts on the table a lot more spring wheat acres. We also may actually have more hard red wheat acres than last year, unlike what USDA gave us a couple months ago. So we're probably tracking a little bit more fundamentals in wheat right now, but certainly the technical aspect has to be watched as well.
March corn at 5.11 appears well positioned to finish the week above $5, so I suppose we wait on additional hedges.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to wait on that. It's still, to us, the corn is very, very technically influenced. Otherwise, it seems to be more of a follower to the corn, or excuse me, to the beans and the wheat. We redrew the trend line support in the March, coming in just under 499 right now, like you're talking about. One thing that we will have to be watching is we got our agricultural outlook meeting next Thursday and Friday. Our sources and our contacts in the Northern Plains are screaming at us pretty much, saying that they're going to put even more spring wheat in the ground. Even though they were rotating back into spring wheat, they're going to add even more acres of spring wheat. And so we're probably looking at a substantial increase in spring wheat acres coming off of corn stubble. And that's where we're probably going to move our acreage number. We matched the baseline at 88 million when when they came out this week. We're probably going to move back towards 86 million, though, Dave, on the idea that spring wheat acres are going to garner another 2 million off of the corn. So if there's anything out there that maybe corn could gain the most from in the uncertainty, it's those new crop prices and those new crop acres ahead of this agricultural outlook for them. So we're watching that real closely.
Turn your attention to the beans, where March has made new contract highs today. Are we in a bull spreading market?
I think they're trying to call that a bull spreading market right now, but we have to realize the bean oil is really in control here. Clearly, the bean oil supplies and the cooking oil supplies in China, like we talked at the top of the show, is the main driver here. In fact, that's primarily trumped any bearishness that we've gotten out of South America in terms of harvest starting again and more expectations by private analysts that we're going to have a really good-sized crop in Brazil. We're hearing numbers still in that 61, 62-plus million metric ton crop level, and that's, you know, well high of what the USDA just gave us at 60.5. So we did take out the contract high in March overnight at that 1374.5 level. That opens up your prospects technically for more gains, but we would have to say you've got to have the bean oil lead you higher at this point. And so far, we've seen the bean oil come back off its highs, and beans are only trading up about a nickel right now.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.